Welcome to this week's episode. If you are new here, you do not know this, but the last Monday of every single month, I do an episode with just me where I not only give a breakdown of my month in review, how I've been feeling, things that have been coming up, things that have been going well, but if you can see the title of this episode, I am going to be talking about my hope for 29, because if you do not follow me already on Instagram at LiveWellBipolar, I turned 29 2 weeks ago. So I'm recording this episode today. It is April 26th. This one will be out on Monday, the 29th. And I really wanted to cover a lot for you because a lot has happened this month, a lot of good, a lot of change that I can't wait to share in coming episodes. But I went to New York City for the first time. So New York from April 10th through the 14th, and I've never been here before. So I really, for my birthday, just wanted to go to a new place. I actually have a friend who is now living in New York, and actually one of my really good friends that I was a roommate with in college actually happened to be in New York because she is, as of a few days ago, officially a board certified doctor doing an internship with the Good Morning America news outlet out there for helping out with medical writing and things like that. So I got to see her. I got to see our friend, our other friend, Trevor, and it was just a really great trip. A lot of new things that we did out there that I've never, ever experienced before. And then we also were in Pennsylvania for the day on the 14th because my husband's brother, that was his birthday. So April is a big birthday month for, well, it wasn't just for me, myself, but my husband, his family, we have like 6, 7, 8 different birthdays. So we got to go out there, see him, his brother, his family. And it was beautiful because I actually used to live in Pennsylvania for a little bit. So when I was like 14, 15, my family moved out there because I have family living out there, grandparents, aunts, things like that. But it did not work out. We ended up coming back to Arizona. So I was only out there for a year. But I also ended up going to St. Louis. If you guys are already connected with me on Instagram, you may have seen the highlights from my story and a reel that I posted, a little highlight of that trip. But it was the 15th of April through the 17th. So it was really, really fun because I couldn't think of a better way to end my birthday trip, last year in my 20s, turning 29, having an amazing trip in New York, seeing family in Pennsylvania, and then going to St. Louis, a place I've never been before, for NatCon, which is the National Council for Mental Wellbeing. And I was so excited to be there and be asked to come out to catch up with my friend Kevin and Margaret Hines, and also meet Julia and DJ. They co-founded a company called Mindly. So I talk about that on my page if you go and look at the reel. So again, it was something that really filled my cup this month, is a lot of that stuff. So even though it can felt overwhelming at times with all the travel, New York, Pennsylvania, St. Louis, coming home, getting back into my routine, really what helps me stay well and take care of myself is having those moments to reconnect with myself, but then also those dinners with friends. So having a lot of those dinners throughout the entire month of April, but then also just ending that trip with Kevin, Margaret, Julia, DJ, being able to be out there and meet so many other people who do such incredible work in the field of mental health. And always my focus is bringing this back to you on the podcast. So I have a lot of updates with that that'll be coming soon. I also, something else I really love that I did for the first time, I actually got to play pickleball because one of the other organizations that I work with had an event where everyone got to come together. And it was a lot of fun as well, just being outside, being around people, connecting, meeting new faces. And again, something else that I love is just being outside. So a lot of hikes with friends, a lot of farmers markets. And another thing I really loved was being able to mail a lot of my books out to you guys. So what I do is I love being able to craft a specific message for you in my book. And it always makes my day to get text messages, DMs, emails, whatever the communication form is, from you guys letting me know that you received my book or whatever part of my book you're at, or you finished my book, and really just hearing what resonates for you. And that's something that, again, my favorite thing of all time is connection. And that's why I started the podcast, is to have a place for you listening to feel connected to either me or my guests who also live with bipolar disorder, and be able to give you those resources. So honestly, I can tell you all I really want for my birthday. And I know my birthday is over, but we are still in the month of April, so it is still my birthday month. But if you have not already done so, I would love if you could go and either leave me a review for the podcast. So if you listen on Apple Podcasts, you can write me a review. If you listen on Spotify, you can leave a rating. Or if you have finished my book, you can write me or leave me a rating on Amazon. So that's all I want, is reviews, seeing that feedback from you guys, because that is a one way that helps me see what has actually stuck out, see what has resonated. But also it helps me get either the podcast or my book in front of people who are needing that messaging and can help give them those solutions. So if you have not already done so, I would love if you could go do one of those things, both of those things, if you've listened to the podcast on whatever platform, or if you've read my book, to leave that review and rating. And again, something else that was super fun this month is I also went and toured Amen Clinics here in Scottsdale, Arizona. So if you guys are not familiar with what that is, Dr. Daniel Amen, you guys can go look him up, Google him, check out his books, his work, his research on brain health, mental illness. And again, being able to go to this facility through a new friend of mine that I connected with, and really be able to see the work that they've been doing for people like me, also living with bipolar and different mental illness, brain injury, and the research that goes into determining what parts of your brain have been impacted, and then showing you what that looks like. So that was really cool, because again, I am actually going to be interviewing someone from there on the podcast as well, because like I said, I always want to be able to bring these resources and connections back for you guys. So again, I'm not a psychiatrist, doctor, right? So I can't speak to these topics in the same way that the people in the facility can share that. So that is another thing that I have coming up soon. I also, of course, this month got a haircut, got a nice barbecue with the family to celebrate me and Dan's birthday. So my husband's birthday is actually on Sunday. So when you're listening to this episode, his birthday was yesterday. So we are going to be having a small little get together for him that I'm very excited about. And also, again, another highlight of April, like every month that if I haven't touched on it, then I'm going to touch on it now, is therapy. So being able to connect with my therapist, who I've been working with for at least, it's been 3 years now, and really just right with any of these transitions that I'm going through, having those conversations, she really gives me so much insight that I would have not had I not been able to have this coming from her. And really, I know I used to be in a place very long time ago where therapy was something that I did not feel made a difference for me or would ever do anything for me. And again, it goes back to finding that person who you connect with, and also getting clear on what you want to work on, what those goals are. And something else I've loved this month is recording more podcasts for you guys. So really being able to deliver those stories from my guests who either live with bipolar disorder or they do work in the field to provide support to those who do. So I have a lot of amazing episodes in the lineup for you guys on these topics. And again, something else that I actually did yesterday. So there is a woman in my life who she was a counselor for me actually 10 years ago, over 10 years ago when I was in community college before I transferred over to the University of Arizona. And I actually recently reconnected with her. I reached out and I really wanted to let her know the impact that she has had on my life. So I remember she knew me before I received my diagnosis of bipolar, before my hospitalization, and then she knew me right after. So I actually got to see her yesterday and bring her my book in person with a special message for her and hear her share just her takeaways from the sessions that we had. Because I remember going to her initially, academic counselor back in school. I was that kind of person who I've always loved learning. I've always been such a nerd in school. I was a tutor. Like I love learning and all this stuff. So I was very just wanting to have a person to go to like stay on top of my classes. But then from there, it kind of snowballed into my personal life, what was impacting me underneath the surface, right? So she actually created that environment where I felt comfortable talking about the changes, the things that I've been going through even before my hospitalization and diagnosis. So getting into those topics that I've never told anyone before and really just wanting to let her know how much that meant to me. And it was such a beautiful moment, like when we reconnected. And I love stuff like that because it was so cool to hear her talk to me about this yesterday and just hear her be like, I'm so proud of where you are today, right? Coming from where you were at 10 years ago, where you were struggling, you felt you didn't have support. I was constantly in go mode, right? Survival mode, partying, going out. I had just gotten out of a relationship with the person I was with in high school. So I was with somebody in high school for 2.5 years and she knew me during, and then as that relationship fell apart and then afterwards. So this is a person that has really, really helped me when I was feeling like I just couldn't get any of this out at all. So that was such a highlight for my April. But then again, something else I'm doing is getting back out into different networking events. So I have a friend who brought me as a guest to an event here in Arizona. And again, like what I'm always trying to do is grow and get out of my comfort zone and feature people, conversations that can be useful for you guys in the podcast. So really a big part of that for me is I used to, before I started this podcast, I hated events like that. I hated events. I didn't understand it. I was like, why do I want to go in a room full of people I don't know and talk about, what am I even going to talk about? Right. So I feel like through doing this, it's actually been more fun for me to listen to other people's experiences and their stories, and whether they own businesses, they're entrepreneurs, whatever they do for work, they're, you know, other authors, other podcasters, whatever that looks like. I love being able to learn about other people's stories and paths and where they've come from and where they're going. And at the forefront of my mind is always if I can connect with anybody who would be a good fit for sharing these solutions for you, that's always what I aim to do. And of course, another thing that I'm going to be sharing later on in the podcast, probably next month, because as you know, the last Monday of every month is a episode with just me where I am giving those updates, right? And something else that I almost forgot to do is I have some podcasts that I'm actually being a guest on. So I've been on over almost like 60 podcasts at this point, but there's two that I'm confirmed going on to that's next month though. So in May, And again, I'm actually going to be speaking at an event. So by the time you guys are listening to this podcast, I'll be speaking at an event on Thursday, which is May 2nd. And I will be sharing the highlights and takeaways and learnings from that experience, because I'm going to be talking about my experience going from patient to provider to advocate, and then doing a workshop on what has helped me overcome self-stigma, but then also what I have learned from over 200 episodes of the podcast and other people's stories, right? So there's these buckets that I've composed and put together. So I'm going to be putting that on as well. And some other speaking events that I have coming up later throughout different months and different places in the US that I'm going to be announcing like once it's more closer to the timeline and timeframe of that. But something else before I forget, I need to share. I have had this request so much, but I never thought that I would do it. And partially it's on my end because I have actually never listened to an audiobook before. I need to hold it, the books in my hands. I've read so many books of my authors, the authors that I've had on this podcast for you guys. And I am finally going to be making my book into an audiobook. So I have the cover done. And, you know, I don't know if this would be of interest to anybody, but if you are interested on the behind the scenes of writing a book, making it into an audiobook, let me know. You can send me a message on Instagram at livewellbipolar, or you can shoot me an email, livewellbipolar@gmail.com. Ask me those questions and I can definitely get more into that, but I'm going to be recording my audiobook myself because I was like, everyone already recognizes my voice from the podcast. So why not do it myself instead of hire a narrator to do it? So I'm going to be recording that. I have an editor that I'm working with, and I had a designer for the cover of my audiobook, which was really simple. It's not that complicated, but I just wanted to have someone make it for me. So it's good quality work, right? So I'm going to be having that. I don't know a release date yet. I still need to record the entire audiobook and then get it over to the editor. So I will share that once it is live. But again, I wanted to do this episode to give a month in review for April. And just my biggest hope for 29 goes back to what I said earlier, is more connection and more walking in my purpose, building this community for you guys, and strengthening and cultivating those relationships that help me show up for you. So if I don't have those relationships, right, and those core ones, right, with my husband, my family, myself, my friends, if I don't have those and I'm not strengthening and pouring into that and myself, I can't show up for you. I can't show up and, you know, hit another 200 episodes, right? Because we just passed 200 episodes. This will be episode 201 of the podcast, which I am in shock still, but not as much because I love this so much. I love featuring these stories, these tips, these experiences for you because it's meant so much to see the impact that it's had. It means so much to see people all over the world, however they found me, however they found the podcast, but feeling less alone, feeling like that shame, that fear, that isolation is slowly slipping away because you have now found a place where you can access those resources and these conversations and feel part of a community. If you are connected with me on Instagram or on my newsletter, I also have a free newsletter as well that I can link in the show notes for you guys. But again, I have felt like I have honestly been doing so much, and I've on different parts of the month, I have felt really overwhelmed and really stressed out. And it's just really finding what works for you when you are feeling overwhelmed. And I think a lot of it is having that conversation, because sometimes I can blow things up in my mind, and it and can be a snowball spiral of worry, anxiety about something, stress about something. And yeah, so I am just so thankful for you guys, whether you have been a guest on the podcast, whether you have been a listener for 4 years now, or however length of time you've been listening to this podcast, I always love hearing from you. So yes, if you have not already done so and you want to help me fulfill my birthday wish and my one of my hopes for 29 is more of that feedback from you guys. Yes, please go and leave me a review and rating for the podcast and a review and rating for my book on Amazon if you have finished reading the book, and it would mean the world to me. So thank you guys for being here. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I love being able to share some of those key highlights for April with all of the trips, the exciting events, opportunities, and really how I am tying that all back into this aspect of connection for you guys. And the overarching theme of this podcast to share more about what it looks like to get on that path to live well bipolar. And for me, at this season of my life right now, that looks like knowing that it's okay to put yourself out there and be uncomfortable, to grow and to be that person so I can continue to show up the best that I can for you. So I love you guys. I hope you're having a good day or nighttime, and I will see you in the next episode. All right, bye.